Blog Talk Radio.
DJ for this evening.
Hello.
Hit me.
This is a test.
Turn it around. It's definitely going down. Number one, brand new gospel morning show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio with your boy, world famous gospel DJ Donnie B. We're doing it real big. The all-new Donnie B. Gospel Morning Show. Shout out to Up and Down Magazine. That's right, y'all. It's definitely going down. Want to say a shout out to everybody out there listening to us. Number one, brand new Gospel Morning Show with your boy, World Famous. You're waking up with the all new Donnie B Gospel Morning Show. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us on this beautiful, beautiful third Wednesday morning. It is what is it? It's April the 3rd. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us on this beautiful, beautiful day. And we got a hot show coming up this morning. We are now your all new Donnie B Gospel Morning Show. We're gonna be doing this big like this every morning. Right here, we're doing it real big. Like I said, shout out to everybody out there listening to us. Number one for gospel hip hop. Oh my goodness, man, we play old school music too. So I want everybody to know out there that it's not just all gospel music, it's old school music at the same time. So we're definitely doing it real big. Like I said, shout out to everybody out there listening to us. Oh my goodness, man. We're going to talk about some world celebrity news, man. Today's the first official new morning show. And we're going to be doing it big like this every morning live right here on the hottest new morning show from 7 to 9. 7 a.m. to 9 o'clock. You're waking up with y'all new Donnie B Morning. I'm going to say Donnie B Morning Show, y'all. All right, y'all. It is definitely going down. It's beautiful Wednesday morning. It's April the 3rd, 2013. And we're going to take it to some more. We're going to take it to some gospel hip-hop, y'all. Who want to be crunk for Christ? I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be crunk for Christ right now. We're going to smoke gospel music right here on the Y'all New Dunby Gospel Morning Show. It's definitely going down. The Y'all New Dunby Gospel Morning Show with your boy World Famous, DJ Dunby. We're going to talk about some celebrity news coming up this morning.
I'm a
Yes, it is definitely going down. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us on this beautiful, beautiful, Wednesday morning, man. I got so much of stuff to do. I am your brand new DJ. You can tune in to me every morning right here on the hottest new morning show right here, the all-new Dunny B morning. I'm going to say the all-new Dunny B morning show, but we play gospel, we play hip-hop. Well, the way we're going to be doing it, y'all, because I know we've been having a lot of listeners asking us how we're going to be doing the format. And we looking for more brand new gospel music for this program. Y'all know I do photography too. So shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us all across the country right here. And we're gonna be playing nothing but the best in music right here. So y'all get ready, as TDJ say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Y'all get ready for a fun of a show this morning. We're going to be doing it real big and stuff, man. I'm excited what God is doing, man, and how everything is happening with us, man. Yesterday, we had a live show, and you never know what can happen on these live shows, man, because you talk to different people from all across the city, man, to be checking out the show. And I just want to say a big shout-out to everybody tuning in to us, man, and I hope you guys are doing it real big. We play gospel, R&B, and gospel and R&B. That's what we're going to be playing. But we normally started with the first edition of gospel. And now we're getting ready to get into our regular broadcast of music right now, y'all. All right, y'all, man. We'll be right back. It's going down. Quick station break right here on the all-new Dunny B Morning Show. We back, baby. Right here.
Radio. This never sounded so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
So today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
No better place on the radio.
Keep this station locked on.
The request.
Yeah, that's right, child man. It's time for us to get into the hip hop and R&B. Definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to us for the gospel section. It's time for us to be crunk now.
She left that nigga home, and he be making show. No one else holler, but she looking like she buys a baby soda. He ain't got a yak, you know. All her friends just drag along. I figure if I bring mine, then we could tag along. And I could tell her that she's something I've been waiting for. Hoping she replied that when I say that baby making yours. You know, damn, this that nigga come, baby. No math needed just to show you I'm the one, baby. No jets left the spaceships just to come get it to live on the door. I'm just kidding.
The weed she smoking, I got her open. She ain't mine to put the title on her, but the others ain't in my league. I put the Bible on her. All her friends say she needs to open her eyes and see the things I provide for her. That shit she driving by is free. And when we lay up in the suite, we eating. I'm talking everything you name, every position made. I'm a freak.
So what it take for her to leave him? And if she did and he's denying lie, I won't believe him. But then again, she hang around probably for a check that's given to me. And when she used to buy in a check, I guess.
Right here, man. And I want to say a shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us, man, this morning on this beautiful Wednesday morning. It is what? Hump Day Wednesday. And y'all know what time it is. It is official. Let me see what time it is. It is 16 after the hour, man. And we're going to be doing it real big. Like I said, shout out to everybody out there, man. Because I tell you what, man, as soon as I get off the radio at 9 o'clock this morning, I got a lot of stuff to do. And I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us, man. We're going to do it big. I'm going to say a big shout out to our girl, Siobhan, she's doing it real big, too, y'all, man. We definitely going to be doing it big on the hottest new radio show across the country, man. We're going to do it big like this every morning. Y'all can wake up with that crazy-ass man, Donnie B, in the morning, y'all. So we're going to be doing some big things, y'all. We got a lot of hot music coming up. And, I don't know about y'all, man, but I got to talk about this, man. Kanye West, man, the struck again. Now, y'all know he got a song coming out. This is coming from MediaTakeout.com. Your boy, and y'all can also read about this on UpAndDownMagazine.com. That's my website. But check this out, everybody. I am mad as hell, man, because your boy Kanye West is already claiming to be Illuminati, whatever they call that, man. But here's the deal now. Now, have y'all heard the latest update about your boy Kanye West now? Now he wants to say he's God. So he got a song coming out called I Am a God. Now, that's one part of it, man. But if y'all haven't heard the latest update about it, now he wants to name his baby, his new baby that's coming, if it's a boy, they want to name it Christ with a K. Now, I don't know about y'all, man, but I think that is some crazy crap that I ain't never heard of before that you're trying to... I got something to say. You ain't God, man. You ain't God. What is going on with that? That is crazy. But anyway, y'all, I just wanted to say that I think that this boy have that's enough nerve. We know you crazy. You look throwed out. But that's enough nerve to want to name his child Christ, which I strictly think he's doing that because he know that he got this album coming out and he's trying to make them sales. You know, normally when people do some crazy crap, it's a reason behind it. Now, y'all can say he dumb and stupid. He know what he doing because if he does that, people going to be wondering and people going to start buying it. Don't y'all know people start buying them damn albums when they start talking about, I am God. And I decided I'm going to name my baby Christ with a K. See, he didn't want to say the C because it's already going to start up a controversy. So now he want to use it with a K, see. But here's what I say to everybody out there. I say y'all go in and get a, what they call that? Y'all go get that damn thing. They call it something, y'all. Y'all go get that thing and y'all protest. We're going to protest Kanye West. We're going on strike. All right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down. This is your boy, world famous DJ Dunny B. It is going down this beautiful Wednesday morning, Hump Day Wednesday. And we are definitely doing it real big. Shout out to everybody listening to us by phone. Shout out to us about everybody. Now, was y'all on the show yesterday when some man called in and said he was dying? He was in the hospital and dying. Now, I ain't trying to be funny. Now, do y'all think if I'm dying, do y'all think I'm going to be on a. Do y'all think I'm gonna be in the hospital, man, telling people I'm dying? Hell, I'm dying! Hell, you can't help me! A damn radio show can't help me! All I can do is pray for y'all. Dumb. Let me stop. All right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down. It's going down. Hump Day Wednesday with your boy World Famous DJ Johnny B. Baby, we doing it real big. We crunk as hell. I tell you what, she's a dance machine. Oh my goodness. What do you mean when you say she's a dance machine? All right, y'all, man. We be right back. It is definitely going down. And I'm gonna see what time is it right now. Oh, it's 20 after the hour, y'all. It's 7:20 Dallas Fort Worth. Damn it. We'll be right back, y'all. It's going down, baby. All right, y'all. She's a dance machine.
One and only player ever. She's a dance machine. I like the way you do that. I'm going to head over to his VIP. So, I'm going to keep doing your thing.
She's a
that scene. She's a dancing machine. She can do the do the do do the.
Hi, this is Elton John.
Down hump day Wednesday. This is the first official new morning show right here with your boy world famous Donnie B morning show. We was gonna name it gospel, man, but we play everything on this show. And my boss just told me, he said, Donnie B, man, that's okay, man. We gotta play everything because we got a lot of listeners out there. Man, a shout out to everybody tuning in to us on yesterday morning. And again, did y'all hear that crazy man call in? And you guys been calling in acting a damn fool with us. All right, y'all, man. It's going down, baby. It is official. 25 after the hour, 7:25. We going live to the phone lines. We got the hardest working man in the community live with us. Good morning, man. What's going down, man?
What's going on, Donnie B? I'm glad to be on your show. I'm humbled to be in the presence of the legendary Donnie B. This is Chilling Most of Los Angeles.
Good morning, man. Welcome to the all-new Donnie B Morning Show, man. We back. We on Blog Talk Radio doing it real big, man, on this beautiful hump day Wednesday, man. What you got going on? It's what? April the 3rd? Everybody getting their checks and stuff, and they getting ready to go shopping. What you got going on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning, hump day Wednesday, man?
Well, you know, I've been leading an international Stop the Violence campaign, Donnie B, you know, for the last 15 months. Been on over 300 interviews on radio, over 200 million listeners talking about two things: stop the violence and fight for your rights. Both inspired by one of the greatest Americans this country's ever produced, Dr. King, who stood for nonviolence but died for people's rights. And today, Wednesday, the president will be in Denver talking about stop the violence and gun control. We've been working close with him. He's been keeping up with the task of the International Stop the Violence campaign. And on Thursday, we're going to have a prayer candlelight vigil as we remember the assassination of Dr. King. And so President Barack Obama will be in Denver on Wednesday kicking off this effort as I'm working with Bishop H. and Phyllis out of Denver getting ministers around the world on Thursday, April the 4th, to remember the assassination of Dr. King. It's going to be a prayer light vigil. The governor's going to be there in Denver. He's going to fly the flag at half staff. Ministers all around the country on Thursday, April the 4th.
Wait a minute, Chimo, wait a minute. Now you know. Say, Chimo, can you hear me? Can you hear me loud and clear? All right then, man. Now check this out, man. Now, you know it's been a big controversy about them flying that flag half-staff, man. Now, you know, don't be surprised, man, if people be out there protesting against you, man. They be like, wait a minute. Hey, I told him not to fly that flag half-staff. What you think about that, man? Because you know that people quit the protest. They protest over a damn flag. Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think that, if we're going to honor the Prince of Peace, the man who changed the way the whole world was focusing on in the 60s, see, if you could remember back, I think I'm a little bit older than you, Donnie B, but in the 60s, there was no voters' rights bill. In the 60s, there was no civil rights bill. And so when you think of a man like Dr. King who led a whole movement to change, let me just share this with you. Bishop H. and Phyllis from March for Dr. King said, in the 1960s, Dr. King brought nonviolence to the forefront of the world and the conscience of the people of the world. And today, God, through Chilling Most, brings the answer, which is in love with love, because God is love. And so we want to change this mindset, Donnie B. And so for those who people who want to protest, you know, this is America, you have freedom of speech, but I think if when they sit down and really look at what we're talking about,
Man, you know what, man? You make a good point, man. I want to ask you this, man, because we got a lot of important listeners out there in the community, especially the young people who are following us on Blog Talk Radio and that are actually listening to us, man. What do you want to say to a lot of our young people, man? Because we gotta be real. Our young people are our future, and that's the reason that we do so much with the young people and especially the independent rappers out there, man, that's listening to this program on this wonderful morning, man, waking up with the all-new Donnie B Morning Show. What do you want to say to them, to say to these guys out here that's listening to this morning show, man?
first of all, I want to say for the young generation out here that we're all connected. I work with Bishop Bateson Phillips, who's 80 years old, who marched with Dr. King, but I work with Ajay Mbumba, who's 21 in Milwaukee. We're all connected. I want the young people to go to YouTube. I know you're very familiar with that. See the video, Chili Most, C-H-I-L-I-M-O-S-T, Fight for Your Rights. It's a dedication to Dr. King. We must all stand up and fight for our rights. Stand up for what's right in the spirit of Dr. King in a nonviolent way, but you must fight for your rights. You must look around and see that they're trying to take away the voters' rights bill. They're trying to cut the budgets for people straight across the board. There's been so many homeless children. There's over 2.1 million homeless kids in this country alone. 50,000 homeless kids in teens in Chicago.
Wow.
They take away. They're trying to break up the unions. The foreclosures of homes and churches. So we must stand up and fight for your rights. And so we're all connected.
Man, wait a minute. Chill, Mo. I want to say one thing, man. And this is not against any race. It's not against any sexual. But I want to say this, man. The gays got more rights than the straight. I mean, than American people, man. The gays got more rights than African American community, man. We got a lot of stuff going on in here in America, man. I think the most important thing that we need to focus on here in America is the budget, because the budget is going to break a person, or it's going to make them or break them. So, man, I think you're right about that, man. And I'm not saying nothing against the gays and stuff. Everybody can do what they want to do, man. But we got other important issues going on here in America that we need to really stay focused on. Now, do you agree with me on that, man?
Well, you know, I agree with you to this extent. This is my point of view about that. I don't have anything, our gay brothers and sisters, they organize and they got their issue out there. So instead of us pointing the finger, anytime we point the finger, there's a thumb pointing back to you.
Right,
so
right.
What I'm saying to you is this. It's go see the video Fight for Your Rights. So I'm saying organize, mobilize, get together, and whatever issue that you believe in, God is opening up the door for freedom of speech, and so nobody's stopping anybody. The biggest obstacle of man is man himself.
Right, right.
So
yeah, that's right.
Anything against the gay brothers?
No. I'm just saying, man, we got a lot of important issues going on here in America. The biggest thing that's happening right now that people are focusing on is the gay marriages. And I have nothing against gay marriage, man. People do whatever they want to do, man. You know, that's your priority. But this is what I'm saying, man. We got a lot of other important issues going on here, right here in America, man. We got people right now who are being cut off their housing, families who are being cut off their housing, can't even afford to even get a job, stuff, man. We got to say, as America, as a community, we have to stay focused on that, man. I know you agree with me on that, man. So I want to ask you this, man. How do we come together as in unity and make a difference in this community, man, as far as coming together as American people?
Well, you know, let me just say this. I have a friend of mine who's overheard in Los Angeles, and they're looking at 25,000 families being put out if they don't get this bill together that they're working on with the Democrats and Republicans. They put it off, but they still want to look at it a couple months down the road. So the main thing for young people, join the organization. Come community-minded. Just like you do, Donnie B, in the complex that you're working in down there with the food program that you're working on.
Oh, yeah.
We're all connected. Become connected with your community. Instead of complaining, get together, organize, mobilize, and start voting. Start voting for people who represent your interests in the city council meetings. Go, and parents out there, go to the PTA meetings. Brothers out there who have children, be fathers to your children.
Yes.
Your sisters out there, stop having babies out of wedlock. It's all about family. And so when you talk about homeland security, in my mind, homeland security starts at home. It's all about the family. So get together, organize, mobilize, and vote for people in your community that represent the people. Get together with the churches. If you're not a person in the church, join the organization in the city that you'll have your best interest. Become an activist in your own community. Don't look for somebody else to be a leader. Be a leader yourself, and that's what this is about. Fight for your rights. Chili Most, Fight for Your Rights on YouTube. See that video. Put it on your Facebook pages. Spread the message. We must stand up and fight for our rights. Normally, the International Stop the Violence campaign. And we must changed his mind.
Man.
I always think about we
Chimo,
change his mind.
Chimo, man, you said a handful this morning. For those who did not tune in to us, on a, I know y'all looking at us like, what is going on this Blog Talk station? Well, guess what, y'all? Y'all now to tune in to the y'all new Donnie B Morning Show. And I tell you what, it's going to be crazy. We're going to inform you on what's going on in the community. We had a lot of people listening on yesterday, and we're going to have a lot. We got a lot of people listening this morning, man. And I tell you what, Chipmo, you would definitely be calling in every morning, man, because we need that. We need to pump this community up every morning. We need that inspirational voice in the morning, waking up the young people, man. We need them wake up. So I will be talking to you in the morning again. Every morning, I'm going to be giving you a call, man, so you can wake up America. Wake up, America. Wake up, Dallas. Wake up, New York. Wake up, Los Angeles. Wake up, Africa. Wake up, Jamaica. Wake up, New York. Wake up, Chicago. Wake up, America. We got to wake up and realize that ain't nothing is going to be given to us no more. We got to take what is ours. And I don't mean take physically or mentally. I mean take as far as coming together as a community and making a difference. Chimo, what else you got to say, man, before we let you go?
Just like I said, if you play the theme song, Stop the Violence, I say, everybody get up. Everybody get up.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. We have to get up and stand for what's right and fight for your rights. And I hope you play Stop the Violence on your show so everybody knows what's really going on in this movement.
I'm looking for it now, man, while I'm talking to you, man. Go ahead and keep talking, man.
And as I close out, I just want to say that we're all connected. We must change the mindset of humanity, Donnie B. We must change the mindset of the brothers at the barbershop, sisters at the beauty salons, brothers who go to the liquor stores, to the pool halls, brothers who go into the eating places. We must change the mindset of the pimps and prostitutes on the streets. We must change this mindset of the alcoholics, of the crackheads, of our gangbangers, of our Caucasian brothers, Latinos, Asians, Christians and Muslims. We must change this mindset, Donnie B, and you change it every day with your show. And I just want to say, you can go to chillymosmusic.com, that's C-H-I-L-I-M-O-S-T music.com, or I-M-N-U-Z.com with the great Paula Moffitt. You can hit me up at 323-983-1135. I want to hear from the young brothers across the country. 323-983-1135. This is Chilly Mose from 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. Peace, Donnie B.
All right, gentlemen, y'all definitely heard it first right here on the All New Donnie B Morning Show, baby. Waking you up with the crazy man, y'all. I tell you what, y'all, man, I'm crunk as hell. Oh, my goodness, man, it is definitely going down. I tell you what we're going to do right now. Donnie B's in the building. All right, y'all, man, it's going down, baby. Number one morning show across the country, baby. We doing it big right here. And what we about to do right now, we about to take it to some more joints right now, baby. Y'all get ready. As TDJ say, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's going down, baby. Number one show across the country, baby. Doing it real big. It's going down, baby. All right, y'all. It's going down, young people. It's for you, baby. Y'all give us a call right now, baby. 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We live, baby. Y'all know done to be morning show. We back in the building. Yeah.
Straight drop, don't fuck with nothing less. Callas ain't my producer, but I swear between the best. I'm tatted up to death. Don't fuck with nothing less. Callas ain't my producer, but I swear between the best.
24, bring the beat back.
Don't fuck with nothing less. Callas ain't my producer. But I swear between the best, I'm tatted on my chest. That's for my motivation. Just stay calm while you niggas and you bitches dead and hating. Hate this money that I'm chasing. Really, all that's on my mind. After giving my son a life, I always wanted to be mine. Though my mama had a dime. Four kids at 22. No complaining, got the grind. And this is what she had to do. I told you once before, I was raised by a hustler. So get it in my blood and not permission in my muscle. Yeah, I'm a hood bitch. Get it right and understand. I'ma go and get you hoes mad, I walk in front with a smile. My feet banging hard, really tight in my mouth. I ain't worried about a push, cause if you want it, you can get it. I'm sniffing west and busting at you niggas, they can get it. Don't ever get it twisted, I could be just like an angel. But try me and I swear it's all.
throw it out, cause that ain't how a bitch was taught. Ain't trying to get your bread, the motherfucker, that's your fault. As long as I got goals, I'm running hard like a cheetah, dead rat, and that you hold shine hard, just a beer. Hate to burn the bad news, but bitch, the most shout. Don't speak on competition, cause that shit don't even matter. I know you're mad at me, but oh, what you gon' do? Talk about it. Part of life. I'm really to myself. I don't know why they like to push me. Get that buck 30 weight. Got them thinking I'm a pussy. I'm a pussy. Or that 5'4 height. Got them thinking they gon' do me. 4'5 million, no brain. AKA stupid. Don't wanna be so ruthless. I try to be a lady, but bitch is super trifling. Fuck a nigga unless he painted. Ain't hearing what I'm saying. Keep on judging by the cover. I'm a bust about this shit. And bitch, I bet I never met her. Really think he's doing something. Let's trigger.
Yo, baby, this Ray Town and it's definitely going down. Welcome back to the all-new Donnie B Morning Show, baby. We doing it real big, and we live on this beautiful Wednesday morning. It is official Hump Day Wednesday, and we doing it real big. It is official. Let me see what time is it. It's 41 after the hour, y'all. It's 41 after the hour on this beautiful. It's 7:41 a.m. this morning. It's Hump Day Wednesday, man. Shout out to our boy Chill Mo who called in just a few minutes ago, man, telling us, man, about what's going on in the community. Well, you're number one for hip-hop and R&B, gospel, blues. Hell, we play. You name it, we going to play your damn music. Let me stop. All right, y'all, man, we going live to the phone lines right now, man. We got my dear friend standing by live with us right now. Good morning, girl. What is you doing up on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Hump Day Wednesday? What's going down, Miss Fancy?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm working as usual. That is how I do.
Already.
Working.
Hey, that's what it's all about. And you working and listening to us on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Am I right about that?
Definitely listening in.
Already. On yesterday morning, girl, we had so many people listening to the show. We look at the numbers on Blog Talk. The number was high as hell. People was giving me comments. They said, man, Donnie B, your ass is thrown off. Yes, I'm thrown off. But guess what? I'm thrown off in a damn good way. What you think about that, Miss Fancy?
I think that is awesome. Congratulations. That is great. Much continued success to you.
Your
it's
going to
be even better. I know.
Yeah. You know what? As long as I got people like you standing in my corner, and girl, you gonna have to hook us up with some artists, man. We're looking to do some interviews, man. I'm hungry for interviews now. We're looking for new music, and if you're an independent artist out there, got some hot music, holla at your boy. I'm gonna give y'all my personal number off the air, damn airway. Yeah, y'all know how we do it. Damn, y'all know how we do it. All right, we going, Miss Francis. So what's going on with you? What all you got? Some, because you're one of the hardest promoters in Dallas Fort Worth. Let's talk about that.
Well, thank you. Right now, I am promoting my event that is going to be April 18th at Club Pure, downtown Dallas. It's my birthday.
Happy Hold up. Today your birthday,
girl. No. Not today. My birthday is April 19th, but the party is April 18th.
Oh, my goodness. I need to be in the building. Oh, my goodness. So wait a minute, she said, hold on, y'all. You know what, April the 8th, we'll be singing. Now, April the 8th is your official birthday. What day is that on? Is that a Thursday or Wednesday?
It's a Thursday. The 18th.
Okay. Wait a minute, y'all know what we going to do? Here's what we going to do on the Donnie B Morning Show. We going to celebrate her damn birthday live on the radio on April the 8th. I'm going to sing happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, Miss Fancy, happy birthday, dear Miss Fancy, happy birthday to you. Y'all know what? Y'all know my damn ass ain't going to go on American Idol. Nicki Minaj been on booing me off so quick. She been all like, what the hell? Get off that damn, Donnie B, get off that damn stage. You suck, you damn bastard. Oh, let me stop. I'm about to get carried away on myself. All right, y'all. I, I told you, Miss Fancy, man. One guy called me yesterday. He said, "Dummy," he said, "you had me laughing so damn much." He said, "I almost peed on myself laughing." And that's what y'all ass is gonna get every morning. We gonna be acting a damn fool on this morning show right here. What you think? See, Harvey, you better watch out. You better watch your damn back because I'm coming behind you. Oh, let me stop. You ain't never heard. Hey, say, Miss Fancy, you ain't never heard me act this damn crazy, have you?
I have not, but I am enjoying it. I am definitely enjoying myself.
Already. Again, it's going down April 8th. It's her birthday. Miss Fancy's going to be in the building. And Miss Fancy, so you are having the biggest birthday bash. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, it's April 18th.
Okay, April 18th. What time do you want people to be out there?
10 o'clock. It's a red carpet event.
Whoa.
So for everybody to come out and just, you know, be super sharp, but definitely not a requirement, but it will look really good. But
girl, you better, wait a minute, hold up, Miss Fancy, you better say a requirement, because if you don't, people going to be coming in there looking so damn thrown off. Some may be coming in looking like a damn horse. Girl, you just don't know. You got to make sure you stay strictly enforced. That's right, child. If y'all want to come to Miss Fancy's birthday party, y'all better come strictly enforced. Don't come with no damn toe-off jeans. Them damn jeans, toe-off, the wrongs, your damn boxer got holes in them. And y'all coming halfway with the damn pants halfway on and damn boo-boo spots. Oh, don't let me get started. Don't let me get started this morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Manson. I'm getting carried away.
I was hoping they would want to come dressed to impress for the red carpet, because there will be paparazzi out there taking pictures and stuff, so you definitely want to make a good cameo for the cameras.
Damn, and girl, you wait a minute. Hold on. You this damn big, and I didn't know you was this damn big. This girl said paparazzi will be coming in the damn building. That means y'all better be dressed to impress. Hell, you never know. Your ass may be, what they call that, Tim, maybe on TMZ.
Yeah, definitely going to be some YouTube footage, and, you know, it's going to be on some major influential websites. So I would say definitely come.
Okay,
I'm
going to have my damn, I tell you what I'm going to have. I'm going to have my damn red tuxedo. Oh, I'm going to be looking so damn sharp. Oh, hell, I may have to paint my damn hair blue. Oh, no, girl. Y'all know what? I'm bald-headed, so I can't do that anyway. Oh, I'm sorry.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Definitely come out. I was just glad for everybody to be there. It's going to be great. And if you are in Aries, you do get free VIP. And if you've never been to any one of my events before, then you definitely want to come to this. But if you have, then you know that my VIP is definitely, you know, something to remember. So
wow.
It's going to be better than anyone I've ever done, because this VIP area is like twice as big.
Wow. That's amazing. I hope when I do my damn birthday bash coming on you. Now, you say your birthday April 7th. My damn birthday May the 10th. Is it close to Mother's Day? I was actually born on Mother's Day. I was my mother's gift. Oh, let me stop. But anyway, say, I hope my damn birthday bash be this damn big. Girl, I may have to have you to do my damn birthday party with and make it be celebrity status.
And you know, I will. That is what I do, event planning. But my birthday is April 19th.
Okay,
and
April 19th.
And the party is 18th. So
oh, okay, April 18th.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
okay.
The party, and my birthday is the April 19th. I'm doing this with my partner on this, who is Corey Capill of Capill Radio.
Okay.
And his birthday is also April 19th. So
damn.
It's kind of like both, yes.
Also,
we're
for the house. Y'all for the be doing. Now, you know what? If you'd have waited two more damn days, girl, you would have been a damn Tyrus like me. We would have been celebrating Tyrus' birthday together. May the 10th, baby.
It is true.
How about them damn boys? All right. Man, you're doing your damn thing. I'm proud of you, Miss Fancy. You always have. I'm telling y'all, when Fancy's quiet, you better believe she up to something. That's why I gotta keep in contact with you.
When I'm quiet and not really active and doing a lot of things, I'm definitely working, putting some together. The other thing that I have going is, you know, we know my modeling agency, Diva Modeling Agency, and I'm starting to do recruiting for new models for that as well. So you will be seeing the flyer coming out soon, but, you know, that's the other thing that I'm working on. Just, I mean, just doing a lot of
those
stuff right now, trying to keep myself busy.
Red, that's what's up. I tell you what, I know you're going to be keeping us posted. Are you going to have a commercial about that, too?
I am.
Get that commercial ready and send it to us, and we'll play it. If y'all want to get commercials done on this show, all you got to do is give me a call at 817-919-5613, and you never know, your damn commercial may be played on this show right here. And it's, we charge y'all $25 a month to get your commercial played on the show. So y'all mentioned that y'all, you know, get ready for that. Say, Miss Spencer, I tell you what, I thank you for calling in to the number one. Tell everybody what's the number one crazy-ass morning show that people better be tuned in to every morning.
Donna D Radio Show, they better know it.
Already y'all heard it first. All right, y'all, man, we going to some more music right now. Say, Miss Spencer, don't go nowhere. I'm going to talk to you off the air. All right, y'all, man, it's definitely going down. Number one brand new morning show with your boy World Famous, DJ Dunnemy. When we come back, y'all know what we're going to talk about. Kanye West. Wants to name his baby Christ. Got a new single coming out called I Am God. What's that all about, y'all? We're going to talk about that. And I'm going to talk about that because I think this man don't lost his mind. I really knew he was crazy, but he's really crazy now. Kim Kardashian, girl, you better watch your damn back. You don't know what you're dealing with this damn nut. All right, y'all, we be right back. Dirty B, morning show, we in the building, informing you on what's going on in the community. We be right back, y'all. It's going down, y'all. We be right back. Here we go.
Okay, I said I'm knee deep and it's drug money. I plugged in and I flipped packs. You can get you one for 30 stacks. Chicken head, project pad. I flip it over like an acrobat. I take off like a thundercat. Put them 28s up under that. Put the lift kit up under that. Real niggas getting money. Coast and Oast to the mafia. Sirloin, steak, crab, meat, shrimp, and tilapia. Make a nigga disappear, aka Jimmy Hoffa. Some niggas told us time to leave town and beg us on top of ya. Rose by the cases. Hundreds by the faces. I know people in high places as this mob life oasis. White hoes at Oasis. Man, shout out to them bitches. Thought they fucked the whole team. And we got drunk and took some pictures. Picture perfect, that's a Kodak. Gucci on my flow mat. Leo panties at the door. Written across my door mat. Bitch, we going live. I mean, we going in. And she keep blowing up my phone. Asking, can we do it again? Bands on the floor. Pulling up a boat. We got bottles of that rope. Get money or get gone. I crush a lot like I'm Big Pun. I mean Big Pun. My little closer notion. We have big fun. We big ball. I sit low, but I stand tall. For the money, I'm on call. If it ain't money, then don't call. 100 racks in my reach. 100 rounds under my seat. 50 deep. Tell the waitress, send the bottle to VIP. Bitches staring like we stay. Eat good, cleaning my plate. Planes in and out of state. I got bitches driving that way. Turn up. Gas pack stacking like Turner. I got
some of that damn money. That's all I care about.
Niggas always doing some dumb, so fuck a nigga. I'ma stay with one when the beats drop, hoes go crazy. I'm a real nigga. Hate it, baby. I'm a feel nigga. I kill.
nigga. If it go bad with the deal, nigga, fuck the world, I blow it up. I'm 7-4, I throw it up. Send the cow, I'm a real G. I'm going in till they kill me. Fuck that nigga with a wheel beat. Ain't none of these niggas gon' touch me. Hit that blue flame. Right. Then a nigga come through with blood. BBS neck coming through this bitch. Blood it, take that monkey shit. Yeah. Office looking muddy, muddy.
Bitch, we going in. Bands on the floor. Pulling up a boat. We got bottles of that rope.
Radio. This never sounded so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
It's all today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
No better place on the radio.
Keep this station locked on.
Locked on.
Yeah, baby, that's Ray Chad. That's my boy, Chill Mo. It's called a mixed fight. Fight for your rights.
Was inspired by the greatest American ever produced, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Overlord, Dr. King, recognize this one for you.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Coming up next, we got the mix coming up right here, baby. It's almost 8 o'clock right here on this beautiful Wednesday morning, baby.
Solution to this problem.
world famous DJ Donnie B from Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yeah, baby, that's right, y'all. Simply going down. Blue Boy, see about it. Y'all heard it first, baby. Number one morning show across the country. All the kids, y'all asses better be in school. It's all about the grown folks now, baby.
See the look on these coward niggas that I despise as they get this bitch and raise through these evil eyes. Red soul, pussy, family, fast, they arise. Cause I ain't body Freddy Krueger, Jason Michael Myers. Body niggas break the bone at family ties. Cause hemorrhaging, slow death, never stabilize. Oh my ass, nigga, with the burner eyes. A box 10, 6 feet deep, fortified. Bonafide, real nigga, never falsified. And fake niggas running scared, real recognized. Smoking mirrors, trickery, and a shadow game. So post it up, elevated with the lethal range. Deadly aim, silence whenever bitches mumble. Get the play with the devil, and fucking cookies crumble. Days numbers, bitch niggas gon' get served. You gon' respect mine, put that on my every word. Time you niggas concede to who you fucking with. Cause this is my shit, yeah, this is my shit. And ain't no need for you niggas to ever come slick. Cause I go dumb quick, making my point stick. Believe the image you see, cause you ain't dream about it. And after I'm not reported early morning, read about it. Don't want your shit to proceed, then best believe me at it. Cause if you won't be, you can see about it. Talk about it, tough. But we catch and follow to the pump action book. And send me out on hollow, spare me the deep bar. Know your body shallow, these big boy nuts. Open up and swallow, down tools. Staying tall with the jelly spine, talking reckless, searching for someone to stand behind. Man to man, shorter man. Just another bitch trying out his scaffold. Turning bitch niggas for grind. Never lying, realest nigga never compromise. It's my words verbatim, never summarize. And yours third all key, never clarify. Between gay sync up, hear them harmonize. Sterilize fake shit, cause it's spreading fast. Two-faced ass bitch, make them unmask. Tag a motherfucker as the Glock's fast. This whole shit is momentary, it'll never last. Time you niggas conceive to who you fucking with. Cause this is my shit, yeah, this is my shit. And ain't no need for you niggas to ever come slick. Cause I go dumb quick, making my point stick. Believe the image you see, cause you ain't dream about it. And after I'm not reported early morning, read about it. Don't want the shit to proceed, then best to leave me at it. Cause if you won't be, then you can see about it.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Coming up next, we got the old school mix, baby. Right here. Number one morning show, baby. You're waking up with that crazy ass man, Donnie B. Morning show. Yeah, that's right, y'all. We're going to a quick station break, baby. Coming up next, oh my goodness, my boy, it's live. About to get live in the mix. It's about to go down.
Oh my God.
Good luck keeping up with us. Amateurs.
This DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing the beat. That's right, y'all. It's definitely going down.
Of Nick Nino.
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. It is 8 o'clock, baby. Time to get ready to get into the old school mix with your boy, World Famous DJ Donnie V, baby.
My name was Tina, braced and poor, kind of like a ballerina. Said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kind of foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits. Called on my car phone, paid her a visit. I was thinking her, thinking her, chewing her and doing her. Laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her. Playing like a king. She...
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. Coming up at 8:30. Oh my goodness, Mother Diva? What the hell?
Cutie, Latina was exotic. Girl's my witness. With the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek. But in the back of my mind, it wasn't big but free. I sat my girl down, couldn't hold it in. Said to her with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie. Ride my jock, my homeboy's G. System blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing. Girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her. Her name was Brenda. She had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the G. She's only 17, and yo don't sleep. I kicked the bait like an NFL punter. Booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired. Go get some rest. Relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the fast and rough. She gave me a kiss. I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You want to get freaky? Let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you.
Harmony with harmony.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out, man. It is definitely going down. We live in the mix. It's the morning mix. Crunk mix, baby. We doing it real big right here on your number one morning show with your boy World Famous DJ Donnie B. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, baby. Y'all ain't never seen blog talks be like this, have you? Yeah, y'all know y'all ass ain't never seen this shit. Oh, all right. All right, y'all. We're going to talk about your girl, Rihanna. What the hell is going on with her? Oh, my goodness. going down? It's your boy, world famous DJ Donnie B, man. We're doing it real big. I want to say a big shout-out to everybody listening to the hottest new morning show right here with your boy, world famous DJ Donnie B, man. I got to say a big shout-out to my boy, Chill Mo, who called in from Los Angeles, saying, man, he been checking us out since yesterday. Man, we had 1,500 people tune in to us on yesterday morning, on Tuesday morning, man. It is crazy on what's going on the All New Donnie B Morning Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We going live to the phone lines. We got my boy, man. I got the chance to kick it with them on this past Saturday, man. It was crazy, man. Good morning, man. What you doing up on this beautiful Wednesday morning, man? What's going down with you, man?
Oh, man, just out here trying to get it, man. You know what I mean?
Already, man. That's what's up, man. You know what, man? You probably heard a whole different voice when I actually did an interview with you, man, on Saturday, man. You hear my crunk voice now, man. On Saturday, we had to kind of be serious about it, man. But now, I'm being myself now, man. This is me every single day, man.
That's good. Yeah, you were a little reserved, but you know.
Oh yeah. You gotta be like that, man. But I've been a DJ for a long time, man. I DJ on TV, radio, man. I've been doing my damn thing with this music for a long time, man. But I want to talk about you real quick, man, because you just opened up one of the biggest tattoo shops in Funkytown, Fort Worth, and I got a lot of listening to us all across the country, man. Let's talk about that real quick, man.
Man, this place is kind of a dream come true. It's kind of like the perfect studio for me. Like I've always said, I traveled the world and I've been in a lot of studios, and I couldn't have dreamt up an even better situation. You know, the stars lined up from this thing. I partnered up with a good, you know, group of guys that really, really are ambitious, and we all had brought something to the table where it was just like, you know what I mean? Like I said, the stars aligned, and the spot was beautiful. The situation is beautiful, the terms are beautiful, and like I said, I use that word, but it's the situation is just beautiful. It's like a dream come true almost.
Man, you know what, man? It's actually, if y'all haven't got a chance to check out the video, man, y'all should have went to upanddownmagazine.com and check out the pictures, man, because it's really nice. Man, but I gotta ask you this, man, because, you know, we talk about this even in the news, even on the online magazine. We talk about different stuff that you've been doing and stuff, man. Like you say, this is like a dream come true for you, man. But what do you say to all them guys out there, man, that's trying to do a tattoo shop, man, because everybody ain't fit to do no damn tattoo shop like you are.
Sure, right. You know, it's like I think that you know, because of the popularity of tattooing these days, it's in its height of its popularity. You know, because of you know, social media, it's because of entertainment. You know what I mean? The layman has a tattoo. You know what I mean? So, the average Joe Schmo, you know what I mean? Susie Homemaker, he got a tattoo. I mean, middle America, like the whole of America has accepted tattooing these days. So, you know what I mean? Because of TV and because of the TV shows, and you know what I mean? It's accepted now. And you know, I've even just homework, even Forbes magazine and Business Weekly. I mean, Business, you know, Consumers Digest and all these financial magazines. They have stated that tattooing is one of the most lucrative businesses right now. You know, but not to say to run out for you guys to run out to open a tattoo shop. I'm just saying that it's in the height of its popularity. It's accepted,
right?
And now, after all these years, you know, all the blood, sweat, and tears that we put in, I personally put in, it's nice to see that it's not frowned upon like it used to be when I first started. If you had a tattoo, if you did tattoos, you would look at it like, you know,
right, right.
Classified as a scum of the earth, or like you were just already labeled. So,
man, and you know what, man? You are so right about that, man. Because y'all look at these videos, man. You look at Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne ass is all tattooed up, man. He got all kinds of tattoos on him. So, man, you right about that. Look at these celebrities, man. Look at these famous rappers out there like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and every tattoo that they got, it represents something. Am I right about that, or am I wrong about that?
No, you know, tattoos are mementos in your life. Tattoos are to document how you're feeling at that point in time. there's many, many, many reasons people get tattooed. It's usually to commemorate something that happened in their life, whether it be, you know, falling in love, losing a loved one, birth of a child. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is that you have, you're feeling, like your life creed, your life motto, YOLO, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Like, whatever you're feeling, and whatever it's special to you, important to you, that you want to, you know what I mean? Like, it's like an outward reflection of your inner attitude. That's where you can wear it on your sleeve. You
right,
know?
Right. Let me ask you this, man, because have you ever had anybody to come up to you and say they wanted a certain type of tattoo, like a teardrop? Because I noticed I'm seeing a lot of guys with a teardrop that gives that, which a lot of people don't know. A lot of people, the main thing, well, what do the teardrop represent? It represents murder. That's what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
From what I heard, that's been a rumor around. You know, it's like folklore or like in an urban legend type. It's like not an old wives tale, but it's like urban folklore. So especially if you're a street or from the hood, you see a guy with a teardrop in the neighborhood or whatever, it's usually associated with they've gone to prison, and supposedly it was because they offed somebody or whatever. But like now. It's like that's watered down, and now it's like when I see somebody with a teardrop, I'm like, oh my god, like these guys are just trying to look tough, or
right.
You know what I mean? Like they probably really, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just protection talk. They're trying to look tough. The real killers, the real gangsters, they locked up. I mean, you know what I mean? They really about that life. I mean, you know, if you're a killer, if you have somebody, you probably locked up. But these guys are not walking on the street trying to look tough. They just, that's what it is. They're just trying to look tough. So, you know, you put no fear in my heart if you have a teardrop on your eyes. Everybody and their mama got a
tear. Already, man. So, say, man, I gotta ask you this also, man. Have you ever had anybody that got a tattoo and wanted to remove the tattoos? Let's talk about that real quick.
I just put them on, man. I just move forward. I don't really, you know, I don't necessarily like being a part of anybody's regrets or mistakes. So, I mean, people come in, and, you know, I just, you gotta understand it's a commitment for life. Because usually that's what it was for. That's the reason why I have to make certain that somebody, when they get tattooed by me, they absolutely 100% want it, without a doubt, want this tattoo. If they show any doubt or, you know what I mean, any hesitation or you know what I mean? Reluctance to do the tattoo or have a second thought that I'm next to it. I don't do it. Just
right, right.
That little bit of seed of doubt, it grows. And it's like, before you know it, it's like, oh, man, I should have got this. Or,
wow.
But I make sure that they want it. And people get tattoos and, you know, like I said, they get their loved ones, they get divorced. You know what I mean? They call them, and then the next thing you know, they want to cover their name up. That's usually the gist of when somebody, or they got a bad job. You know what I mean? There's many reasons that people want to get them covered, but for the most part, they're permanent. So it's like
right.
It's a process, and once you get it, you're stuck with it. You're stuck with it.
Wow, man, y'all hear the first right here. It's definitely going down on the all-new Dunny B Morning Show, and we're talking live with my boy who owns a nice, elegant, really, really nice tattoo shop, man. I never in my life, I've been in different tattoo shops, man, but I never in my life seen one of the highest, nice, top-notch tattoo shops that I've seen when I came to your shop, man, for real, man. And not only that, man, let everybody know that you also travel all over the world, man. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, man, I'm a world-renowned, internationally acclaimed author and an artist, aside from being a tattoo. And they go, my phone blowing up now. And I traveled, you know, as a matter of fact, I fly out to Osaka tomorrow. I spent summers in Paris. I traveled to all four corners of the globe sharing my art and gaining exposure and respect for my style of art, which is black and gray, Chicano art, street art, like whatever. But we do all types of art at our shop, you know. The title of our, the name of our studio is Travelers Inc. automatically associate that with trapping and trap house. But the reason I chose that is because the theme, it was like a wordplay on it was a sheep version of that, because we wanted to adopt that ideology of trap, which is like, you know, not to we played with that in a kind of a clever way, kind of a just like a real sheep urban take on it, because we stay, you know, we put in work at this place, we serving people up, like, you know what I mean, like, not to be funny or nothing, but kind of like a trap house. We open up and we serving everybody all night long.
Wow.
In this case, the dope happens to be the tattoos.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the name of it. And, like, people were asking, like, why that name is so whatever, this and that. And automatically, where we're at, it has had a negative connotation. But people walk into our studio and they get it. It's like, oh, okay. serving these tattoos, which is a dope, kind of like a trap house. You just, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, don't let the name steer you wrong. It's actually, you'll get it when you come by the studio and check it out. It's really, really, it's really dope. And I mean that, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean?
I tell you what, man, I love your artwork, man. Even if y'all don't like tattoos, man, come into the place and check out my boy artwork, man. The artwork is off the change, man, for real. It's off the change. Man, did you get a chance to see yourself in the magazine, man?
Man, you know what? I have been lately. I've been on the cover of magazines, and every respective field of career or job or whatever has their own magazines and own top dogs, and
yep.
Whether it's bass fishermen or you know what I mean?
That's right.
Yachting or knitting or whatever. You have magazines dedicated to your craft, and you have the top dogs of that industry, you know, and tattooing is no different. We have that, and I've actually kind of pulled my way to the, you know what I mean, to the top. I'm the cream of the crop. And,
wow.
So I'm on the cover, gracing the cover of magazines now, and so, you know, that is affirmation for me, acknowledgement that I'm really doing something right.
Say, you right about that. You see, you on the hottest new hip hop morning show, man. So you know you got to be doing something right, man. I don't had all kind. You know, I've been doing radio for a long time, man. I don't had all kinds of people on the show, man. I actually used to work for 89.3 FM. I know you hear the energy 89.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work for them with DJ. I used to be working with DJ Reed, man.
Okay.
So, man, but
you're not new to it. You're true to it.
Already, man. This is what I love doing, man. I love doing music, man. And we've been having people cracking up all morning long, man, on the show, man. It's been crazy, man. But I tell you what, man, I definitely want to thank you for calling into the hottest new hip-hop morning show, man. And make sure you put the word out and let everybody know that the Donnie B hip-hop morning show is back on there, man. What do you think about that, man?
Man, y'all doing right. Y'all tuned into the right, man. And y'all's in the right direction, because y'all's getting pointed in my direction. So y'all just keep doing what y'all do, and y'all's going to be all right.
All right. Y'all heard it first. It's definitely going down on the Y'all New Donnie B Morning Show. I tell you what, coming up next, oh, my goodness, man, we got celebrity news, man. What the hell is your boy Kanye West is thinking about? We're going to talk about your boy Kanye West. We also going to talk about, oh, my goodness, man, Rihanna is at it again, who she's dating. We're going to talk about that coming up next on the Y'all New Donnie B Morning Show.
I know it's a new session going on out here, so that means every day I get up and get it. I ain't got no time to be kicking it or chilling, you dig? So you just find me doing one thing, man, that's being on my business, you dig? Can't no dude stop me, can't nothing break me, none of that. So hate all you want, I'm here to stay, you dig? Compete a hustler, you dig? In my eyes, uh-huh. You can tell that I'm dedicated. Bullshit, uh-huh. The money got me motivated. Chasing bitches, cause I'm on the grind. I love getting pussy, but I ain't got the time. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, cause I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Every day I wake up, business is my attitude. Whatever, bring the money in, job. Now you're with a fucking face, uh-huh. Like I can't slack a loop. These streets hot, so I'm careful with shots.
for two. So I'm playing the game for keeps. Every dollar me is worth it. Got a scheme to get a meal. Every day I'm out here working. Gotta hate that passion, being broke, starving and hurting. Been struggling all my life, so in my mind, I deserve it. Heard the sale coach, ain't no one man that hustle up. Even though the trap game be my bread and butter. Money with no relationship, the money got my attention. The bitches still be trying their best to get me to dig down. Made a promise for my dad to get my mama out the hood. I'ma make it happen if it takes me laying in the woods. Every day I'm motivated, nigga, just to go hard. Plus I'm trying to be on the same level when it's hard. Look me in my eyes, you can tell that I'm dedicated. Bullshit, the money got me motivated. Take some bitches, cause I'm on the grind. I love getting pussy, but I ain't got the time. I'm up in hustle mode, programmed on the money. Not a scary Google for that paper, man, I go running. I stay away from broke dudes who ain't about nothing. Can't afford to be around them cause I'm on something. I'm in the street, working them like a 9 to 5. Gotta be a rich man, I be that shit with strong pride. A bum ass dude is the man I never be. Before I let that happen, six dudes don't have to tear me. I told this man don't even trip, cause I got this. Rapping or trapping, either way, I'm gon' clock chill. My man is fuck bitches, let the pussy cash him out. My mama praying every day, I cut the trapping out. I was sold to get money since a young buck. Last man said, go hard and you a come up. I ain't finished school, but I'm very money intelligent. I don't even care, cause I learned to count my practices. Look me in my eyes, you can tell that I'm dedicated. The money got me motivated. I ain't taking bitches, cause I'm on the grind. I love getting pussy, but I ain't got the time. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, cause I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, cause I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, cause I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, I'm on business. Yeah, cause I'm on business.
Yeah. My own business, y'all. What the hell? Man, I am feeling that joint right there. New artist. That's what we do, baby. We doing it real big. Shout out to everybody out there listening to us. It's going down, baby. Number one morning show across the country. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us right now. And we about to go live to the phone lines right now. We got our girl standing by live with us. We're going live to the phone lines right now, man. It's definitely going down. Shout out to all the independent artists out there that's doing it real big. It's going down, baby. Number one show across the country. And I got to say a shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us, man, because we trying to do it big. We're trying to be like the rest of these famous morning shows like Steve Harvey, Ricky Smalley, who else? All right, y'all, man. It is 70 going down. The number one morning show across the country, Monday through Friday. Y'all can tune in to us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And I got to say a shout out to everybody been checking us out, man, since Monday. Y'all said, man, that damn Donnie B is off the chain. I'm crazy. Damn, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. All right, y'all, we going live to the phone lines. Shout out to my boy who called in from the tattoo shop, man. Y'all make sure y'all support my boy, Bug. Man, doing it real big, who just opened up a brand new tattoo shop right here off of Camp Bowie, 6300 block of Camp Bowie. All right, y'all, man, we going live to the phone lines on this beautiful Wednesday morning. What's going down, girl? What you doing? What you doing?
Hey, Donnie B, what's going on?
Man, I'm jamming. I'm chilling like a chilling village. That's all right.
I see.
What's going down with you this morning?
Oh man, just I'm trying to get at it. Early bird gets the worm, so
man.
Stay home today. Gotta get on it.
Man, tell me about it. That's what I'm doing too. I'm trying to I got so much stuff to do when I get off the air this morning at 9 o'clock. I don't know what to do. What you think about that?
Just in the club. I'm right along with you. I got to get to work.
All right, so real
starting in the daytime.
Man, tell me, that's what's up. So tell us what's been going on with you, because you don't open up a studio. You doing your damn thing, girl. Let's talk about that.
Man, I've been working so hard.
maintaining just my full-time job and opening up my new recording studio. It'll be finished this week, so we'll be open for business this weekend. It's a journey along the way, but we're getting everything together, you know. We're trying to put on city.
Wow, you know what? You doing what I do, man. I'm doing the same thing. I'm working a regular damn job, girl. You know this the longest I ever stayed on the job. You know that. Oh, did I say that?
Right. That's good. That's what's up.
Man, but I love my job. I ain't gonna lie. I love working with the kids. And like you told me, I like being over charge. I like being in charge of something, don't I? Already. We're talking to that girl live right here on the Y'all New Dunny B Morning Show. And real quick, so give out a phone number if they want to get in contact with you. I tell you what. Hey, we're going to call you back because you're breaking up on us. Can you hear us loud and clear? All right, we're going to call her back, y'all. She's breaking up on us right here on the Y'all New Johnny B Morning Show. We're going to do some more music right here, baby. It's definitely going down. Shout out to everybody listening to us, baby. Your boy, Johnny B, I'm in the building. Oh, my goodness, I'm in the building. And we're doing it real big, man. I tell you what, I've been so busy, I can't even see what's going on. I'm staying so damn busy, y'all, for real. All right, y'all, man. Let's slow it down. Let's go to this damn Ray J. Ray J, you think you slick. Let's go to Ray J, y'all. We'll be right back. It's going down, baby. Dunny B. Hey. Thing, y'all. That's old school. Y'all know we had to go back. We be doing it like this every day. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to us. Y'all waking up every morning from 7 a.m. Central Standard Time to 9 o'clock in the morning. Right here, baby. 70 going down. Oh my goodness, we're going back live to the phone lines. We got our girl standing by live with us this beautiful Wednesday. It is, y'all know it's Hump Day Wednesday. What the hell? All right, girl, what's going down with you, girl?
Hey, what's up?
Now I can hear your ass a whole lot better, girl.
I had to put it on speaker. I'm inside the studio, and the reception is bad, like in one part of it.
Ooh, nigga doing a damn thing. So real quick, kind of tell everybody what's going on, man, because I know a lot of people kind of missed out on it because, yo, the phone was breaking up and stuff. Tell everybody what you got going on.
Well, we're getting ready to open up a recording studio off of Rosedale at 1062 South Erie Street in Fort Worth, Texas. So if anyone is interested in getting studio time, production, theater services, or beats or anything like that, they can check out our beats at our website, which is www.slabmusicgroup.com. And if they want to contact us via telephone, they can call 682-587-SLAB. Either way.
Y'all heard it first right here. That's right, child, man. And also, you're going to be getting some advertising with us too, ain't you?
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to definitely get advertising with you guys. I'm trying to spread the word. What we're doing, we're not starting a business. We're starting a movement.
Already.
What we're trying to do, we're trying to put the whole Metroplex on. We're trying to make some noise down here in the South, you know, just kind of teach artists the right way to go about doing business. And it's not just about going in the studio and recording your song. You have to have a plan in place. You have to market yourself. And it's just a lot more that you have to do in order to succeed as an artist. You know, you got to take care of business first. Then the music comes second.
Already, man. That's what's up. You said a handful when you say that, and that's what it's all about. And that's one of the things that we definitely going to be doing on the morning show. We're going to be bringing major record labels on the show to talk to the community about some of the projects and what it takes to be a real artist out there, man. Because I think you're right about that. A lot of the artists, independent artists out there don't know what it really takes to be a real artist. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. And see, the thing of it is, it kind of gets mixed up. It's like, you're either going to rap or make music for a hobby, or you're going to do it as a career. If you're going to do it as a career, you have to treat it like a business and not just like a little street game that you're playing.
Right, and you know what else, man? This is what really kills me about the independent artists out there. You always say that you want to make it, you want to get out there, and you do almost anything to be famous. But here's what you got to do. You got to first invest in yourself. Ain't nobody, don't be looking for no damn major record label to invest in you if you ain't invested in yourself. And that's the key word. You have to learn to invest in yourself. Otherwise, you'll never get nowhere. You'll be down here 20 years later and doing the same old thing, rapping, and wondering what the hell is really going on.
Exactly. You know, and I mean, and I'm with you on that. And you know how my feelings are about independent artists and, you know, how they scream, nobody's supporting us. And one major thing that I always tell them, how can we support you if we don't know you exist?
Thank you.
And
promotion is the key.
You have to promote yourself. You have to market. I tell everybody, wake up in the morning, send out 10 friend requests. Go to sleep, sending out 10 more friend requests. You know, you have to network. You have to invest in yourself. Get flyers made, even if you don't have a show or something. Just to keep a buzz going for yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
Because if a label comes to the city, they're going to go and see who numbers, who's doing something, who's doing
right. Shows.
Who has a larger fan base, and that's just what it is.
And you know what? It's funny you say that, because I get that from major record labels and major producers all the time, because they know I got an internet radio show, and they know I'm doing a lot of different stuff. But that's the first thing they tell me. Donnie, man, who hot in your city? Who do we need to be looking out for? And that's the first thing they say. And if I don't know that you exist, I ain't finna be going right here making you look good, and you ain't got your shit together. So that's number one key. Get your shit together.
Right.
Don't just sit up here and say, I'm an artist, man. I can be. I heard this all the time. Man, I got what it takes. I got it. Well, nigga, if you had what it takes, you would be taking yourself, your own self, to the next level.
Exactly. And I strongly agree with that. So we have a good system in place here. I collaborated with one of the Fort Worth veteran producers, DJ 24/7.
Whoa, he's big.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so by us collabing together, it's like I'm bringing the business side, he's bringing the artistic side, and we have the blueprint to try to, you know, help a lot of people succeed in their music careers.
Already, y'all heard it first. I tell you what. Y'all just don't know. This morning show's gonna be crazy, y'all. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9. And I definitely wanna say a shout out to everybody that's been, man, going back, listening to the podcast, listening to us. Man, we got 1,100 people that check out the podcast 2 weeks ago. What you think about that? 1,100 people.
That's good. That's what's up. That's what's up. And I plan on seeing greater numbers coming from you, because once you put your mind into it and you get it going, Donnie, you really get it going.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And that's what it's all about, and I'm looking for that support. We got another Hip Hop Awards coming up, and we'll have a commercial tomorrow. We'll actually be playing a commercial starting tomorrow, man. But my boy got a big Urban Hip Hop Awards coming up, and he's looking for independent artists that want to be part of that Hip Hop Awards, man. What you think about it? I need to get you connected with him, too. You probably already know who I'm talking about.
Which one is it?
His name is Big Clint.
Big Clint.
Yeah, he's got a big Urban Hip Hop Awards coming up.
I think I know who you're talking about. He used to work for a radio station, or he DJed or did something.
He did something. He's big. He got a name out there, and we definitely gonna be working with him. So
go ahead and make that happen and hook me up with him so we can network and do some things.
Oh yeah, that's what it's all about. I tell you what, we're gonna go to some more music right now. We got less than 15 minutes. Well, 20 minutes before we be getting ready to get up out of here. It's almost 9 o'clock, y'all. So we're gonna take it to some more joints right here. Say, you got any shout outs real quick before we let you go?
I wanna give a shout out to DJ 24/7, aka it's a 24 beat. Follow us on Twitter at slabmusicgroup, or either at it's a 24B, and make sure y'all go check out our beat at www.slabmusicgroup.com.
Y'all hear the furries right here. It's definitely going down. Say, don't go nowhere. I'm going to talk to you out there, okay?
All right,
yeah, it's definitely going down. The all new WB Morning Show. We're doing it real big. It's time for us to get ready to go to some more joints right here, y'all. It's definitely going down. Shout out to everybody out there listening to us. Facebook, we love you. Y'all been checking our asses out. Y'all been saying, man, WB, man, we love listening to your show. Your boy Donnie B is back. We finna act a damn fool in the morning. All right, y'all. Quick station break. We'll be right back.
Rocking the rivers
and shaking the lakes. We're flooding you with
back-to-back hits.
Back-to-back.
Rockin' the hottest station on the planet.
Work.
I like a...
There, she fine as fine. Tell her turn around, getting it over. I wanna see you back it up. She swagged up, she killing up. Popped in high heels. Use language that trick and stuff, but the way she work,
I might pay your bill.
I wanna see you sweat out your lace front, your quick weed. I never sex up in the club, so baby girl, don't tempt me. Always dancing like a stripper. She ain't never stripped before. In the room when she sexing me, I hit the girl on my tippy toe. That left cheek and that right cheek, she do that dance. Look back at me. I know I poop by the end of the night. She say,
don't you sing that rag dance?
What? Shut up. Get back dancing. Got no time for romancing. The end of the night, I'ma kill that.
Murder.
Charles Manson.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. Coming up next, we talk about this Kanye West What the hell? Name this damn baby.
I'm fat pimp. Ain't no way she walk past me. She be on that jet light. Every day we got her own money. Got her own truck
on 24.
Don't show her, she roll me up. Cause she know my bread right. Quincy James up in his boot. Trying to see what that VIP where you find me. On the sofa throwing cash up. Face down. That's the way that she like baby girl gon' need an hour just to put them jeans on. Bad gon' holler, hey, cause this is they theme song. Trying to pull your weave out. You just keep your head down. Heard you got that Rihanna. I'm trying to Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. It's time for us to get back into the old school music right now, baby. It's going down. Dunny B, morning show, baby.
On a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair, and body built to swing. That's when I seen her. Her name was Tina. Grace and poise, kind of like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, because y'all, I'm living swell. But then again, I'm living kind of foul, because my girl don't know that I'm out. To make a long story short, I got the digit, called on my car phone, paid her a visit. I was spanking her, thanking her, chewing her and doing her, laughing cause my girl didn't know that I was screwing her, playing like a king, sheets and satin, that's what time it is, you know what's happening. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty, I mean yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie, but Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness, with the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek, but in the back of my mind, it wasn't big but free. Girl down, couldn't hold it in, and said to her, with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock. My homeboy's G, system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing, girls all over, the kind I adore, I felt like a kid in a candy store, that's when I seen her, her name was Brenda, she had the kind of booty that I'd always remember, I said to my man, stop the G, she's only 17, but yo don't sleep, I kicked the bank like an NFL punter, and scoped the booty like a big game hunter, I said to the girl, yo you look tired, go get some rest, relax by the fire. Big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss. I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You want to get freaky? Let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made a squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the seal. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true.
Hey, drop
eating some damn food, y'all. It is definitely going down, baby. The all-new Donnie B Morning Show with your boy, Work Famous. DJ Donnie B, man. We doing it real big. We live in the mix right now, man. It's going down. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Woo! It's Wednesday, baby. Oh my goodness, Mother Diva has came in the building. Oh my goodness. Hey, this is Mother Diva the Drag Queen. Oh my goodness, honey, I got the celebrity news. Oh my goodness, if you haven't heard the news, oh my goodness, Rihanna is now dating AP Pookie. Oh my goodness, yes, that's what I said, honey. She is dating him. And I just say Chris Brown, get your damn act together, and you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Rihanna, girl, you sit down, girl. In other quick celebrity news. Oh my goodness. Now if y'all haven't heard the news, Kanye West, you know, got some baby on the way with Kim Kardashian. We already know that. But now I'm going into the report, honey, from Hollywood. Oh my goodness, man. TMZ is reporting, honey, that he wants to name the baby Chrysler. Y'all know he got a song coming out called I Am a God. Oh my goodness. And everybody's talking about this. Oh my goodness. This is crazy what is happening. We're gonna keep y'all abreast as we get more details about that. Oh my goodness, but that is crazy, y'all. Now he wants to name his baby, if he has a boy, you know, Christ with a K. What damn sense do that damn make? Oh my goodness, we're gonna keep y'all abreast as we get more details. This is Mother Diva the Drag Queen. Oh my goodness, I gotta get ready to get up out of here, honey. This is all the celebrity news for today, honey. Back to Donnie B. Oh, hey, he's going down, baby. Yeah, that's right, child, man. It is definitely going down with your boy, Where Famous. DJ Donnie B, number one morning show across the globe, baby. That's how we get down. It's going down, baby. We crunk. What the hell is going on?
Good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay, you see, it's that fifth plan, cause
Donnie B Morning Show, and we will be back again tomorrow. Same time, baby, 7 to 9. The all new Donnie B Morning Show.
It came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash.
It's definitely going down, baby. Number one morning show, Donnie B. The all new Donnie B Morning Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, baby. Let's talk about you and me. All the good things, all the good things, and maybe let's talk about sex. What the hell?
Come on.